What's up? It's your girl Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. And I want to invite you to go ahead and text at Wine Diva to 81010 for some surprise and delights. That's at Wine Diva to 81010. Now enjoy the show. We're playing around with Be Live to see exactly how to get Teresa on. We're having some technical issues here, so sorry about that. Hopefully we can get her on here quite soon. So yeah. But yeah, let us know how you're doing, what you're sipping on, what's going on. Hello, Leone. Hello, Melissa. Happy to see you beautiful ladies this evening, morning, afternoon, whatever time it is for you. All right. All right. Let's see. Looks like it is not working. So with Be Live TV, you usually just have to send a link and then you are, whomever you are inviting on is, yeah, hold on. Teresa's tapping questions. So we're broadcasting to my business page. All right. So, all right. But today we want to talk a little bit about networking. If we can't get Teresa on here today, then I can give you a little, some of my networking tips, and then hopefully we can reschedule her for another time. Let me know in the comments, what do you struggle with when it comes to networking? Like, is it just finding where to find people? Is it, all right, once you found a place to find people, are you struggling with, like, how to even start a conversation? I'm interested to see what are your struggles in terms of creating connections with other people. And as we're getting started, for those who don't know me, I am Tierra, aka T, your wine diva. I rep for an amazing winery that does direct to home or to direct to you shipping, direct to consumer. That's the word I'm looking for, a phrase I'm looking for. So it's super awesome, super convenient. And I, as your wine consultant, help you find the wines that you are going to love. I'm super excited because we have some Black Friday deals that actually launch today. So if you want to know what the deals are, you can drop deals and I will connect with you. Otherwise, I'll post them later. I think I'll post them on like Thanksgiving or something, and with a full album of what all the deals are, what the bundles and all that good stuff is. You can get all of those goodnesses. I'm also an actor, entertainer. I actually am getting ready to head out to a show. I have closing night for my show, An Ocean and My Soul, at Santa Monica Playhouse. So super excited. It's been a very wild, awesome ride. I've met some amazing people. It's only been a week and we've, like, people have memorized lines, memorized dances, and we're up and rocking and rolling. Quick three day open show, and it has been amazing. And then of course I am a guru to be in biz vocal coach within the Speakeasy community, Speakeasy with Speakeasy Enterprise. I love this community and the Social Soul Tribe. We are just a bunch of amazing soul-driven business owners and marketers and wonderful people, men and women included, from across the globe, and having a blast learning how to have more ease and fun and more soul in our biz. All right. So it looks like it's still not working for Teresa to be able to log on. So that's okay. We will keep it rolling, and we're scheduled for another time. So unfortunately, Teresa's not going to be able to be with us today. But I can answer some. I'm going to give you a couple of networking tips for you off the cuff here. That's the beauty of live video, right? You can just like go live and things happen as they happen. But yeah, so let me let her know that we can reschedule. I have to say the things as I type them, otherwise I don't know what I'll type. And moving on. All right, all right, all right. Thank you, friends. All right. So, what was I saying? I was saying business coach, business vocal coach, meaning I like to help people feel great and amazing and comfortable and confident on video, like getting in front of the camera and being able to speak your truth, be authentic, and be awesome and love who you are, boo boo. That's what I really love to focus on within my coaching practice, but specifically through the Speakeasy community. And it is amazing. It's so awesome. And I'm excited because I'm hearing there are some really cool things that are launching here within our awesome sauce community. So if you haven't gotten to the Speakeasy app or any of that, like check it out. All right. All right. So first things first is like, where do you find the humans? Where do you find the people? Like, we're all humans. We all got things going on. We all have different things that we love and enjoy and that light us on fire. And so where do you find the people that are lit on fire by the same things that you are lit on fire by? Because those are going to be your tribe. Those are going to be the people that like are going to typically be your lifers. What's up, Teresa? So sorry that it wasn't working. So we can like troubleshoot at another time, and see what's going down. So I'm assuming that like this was going on through the app, and with the app, I think it's just like look, it could be a little bit wonky, you know, phones and stuff. It gets a little cray cray out there, but we'll figure it out. It's gonna be fine, and all is good in the neighborhood, right, y'all? Right? Everything is good. Everything happens for a reason. The universe has our back. Yes. So, where do you find your people? You can really, honestly, you can find them anywhere. You can find your humans anywhere, your tribe, all those people, anywhere and everywhere. They are, if you're out grocery shopping, you can go to specifically to networking events. You can find people inside Facebook groups and communities that have common interests. I do recommend if you're looking for like social media wise, finding common interests. So a great way to think about like Instagram. I think people, a lot of people have a lot of hangups with like, I don't know how to connect with people on Instagram. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, it's something that I struggle with as well. But something to think about is like where we have groups on Facebook, Instagram has hashtags, and hashtags are like a group. It's a relatable, it's a topic, right? And so you can search a hashtag. So like, let's see. I know Teresa works with horses, so like she could search like hashtag horse whisperer or something like that, and you can find other people that have used the same hashtag. And supposedly, the way it's supposed to work is whatever photo comes up with said hashtag, it relates to the hashtag, and therefore you can start a conversation underneath that photo and like meet whomever posted, and you guys connect and relate about hashtag being a horse whisperer. Now, I will say people have done some janky things over time, and hashtags and different things have been like shadow banned and all of these other stuff. So it kind of has lost some of the magic that it once had. And I think that kind of happens. You know, there's always like, sometimes there's always that person whenever, you know, like, do you remember in school when it was like your teacher was like, if y'all don't be quiet, you're losing 5 minutes off of recess. And then somebody inevitably speaks and you're like, no, everybody's mad. And it's like that one person ruining it for everybody else. And that's kind of what has happened a little bit with hashtags, but they still work. It's still a good thing. And you just got to find the right one that suits you and your needs and finding your tribe around it. So the same goes with Facebook groups. There are some groups that are like amazing and full of wonderful people like the Social Soul Tribe. There are some groups out there that I like don't even remember names of because it's just like full of like 8 million people, but no one's engaging, and it's just like spamming spammers and all up in there. And so you got to like pick and choose and find what really suits you. And the same goes for out and about. You can find amazing like networking places, meetups, BNI, Chamber of Commerce. You can even go on Facebook and like search for like meetup events or networking events, and there will be Facebook events that'll pop up that'll show places in your area, your local area, that you can connect and find new people and other people that are looking to find new people, which is awesome. So from there, how do you start a conversation? I don't know what it is. I think it's so funny. I feel like it's like we have to relearn things that we learned in kindergarten. Right? Like you learned as a kid, okay, you go in, you go to school, you say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I like Polly Pocket, and your other person's like, oh, I like G.I. Joe, so we can't be friends, and like y'all disappear, you like split. But then some other one was like, you like Polly Pocket? I like Polly Pocket, and then you become best friends. And that's kind of really all you gotta do with real life as an adult. You go up and you're like, hi, I'm Tierra. I like cheese. I'm trying to think of something not wine. I love cheese. Whoa, you love cheese? I love cheese. My name's Melissa and I love Gouda. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Brie. Blah, 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 blah. And you can talk about cheese, whatever. And you have this conversation, you relate. Or I like to say, like, I pick anime is another one that I like to pick, because not a whole, there's definitely a full anime culture, but not everybody in the business world talks about. yes. Oh my gosh. Teresa did point out Biz Soul Networking is an amazing place to get to know people. So if you're familiar with like a BNI structure, it is like you get like a 30 minute or 1 minute window to like do like an elevator speech. What am I saying? I'm like, I'm making pitch and speech at the same time, and you make a whole new world word. So elevator speech about like what it is that you do and how it can help people. And then at the end, people have an opportunity to like mix and mingle or whatever. So we have this amazing soul biz networking through the Social Soul Tribe where you can go. It's every Friday, except for this Friday because it's a holiday weekend and we do what we want. We love to enjoy. Well, most of us are based in the US, so that's kind of how that works out. But it's across the globe. Like anybody that is in like our community, a part of our community, whether you're in the US, Spain, Australia, wherever, can hop on and talk for how, like, I think it is a minute. I think we do give a minute about what we do. And then, you know, there's like a beautiful moment of a little bit of meditation. People get like, there's a focus person. It's really awesome. It's really fun. And it's faux free. So that's another great place to meet people. But as you like get this little, you hear someone's elevator speech or you hear what someone is into and what they do, then you're like, oh, that sounds like a really cool person. That seems like a really awesome human. Or, you know, like, I like the like soul biz networking and like the BNI for like the fact that everyone gets a time to speak. And, you know, like going live is also kind of like your time to speak on your platform. So sometimes it is a little bit harder to get seen, which if you know anyone that wants to learn some networking tips, please invite them or share this out. I would really, really appreciate that. I love meeting new people and getting to network, as it were. But so you get to hear a little bit about what someone does, what they enjoy, and then what they do. And then you're like, okay, that seems like someone that I could jive with. Or you get to hear their personality and you're like, oh, that's someone I could get along with. Hi, Joanne, how are you? And then you go after and you're like, hey, I thought your speech was really cool. I like what you talked about. You seem really cool. I'm Sam and I like cheese. I'm on a cheese thing. I had burrata today. And if you haven't had burrata, it's phenomenal. It is like a ball of mozzarella with like ricotta in the center. And it's like you cut it and it like ooey gooey amazingness. I probably talk about burrata at least once or twice a week because I'm pretty obsessed. And if you have a Trader Joe's, pick up one of the containers of burrata and change your life. You're welcome. You're welcome. But you say whatever it is, like, you know, what you like or what you're into. You ask them like, what do you like? What are your hopes or your dreams? Just start a conversation, ask a question and see kind of where it leads. And you never know, like if you say, I rode a lot of horses. I don't know, horses is my thing right now. I rode horses as a kid. What about you? What did you like to do for fun when you were growing up? And then they're like, oh, well, you know, I love animals and I like had a dog shelter. I like volunteered at the dog shelter. And you're like, oh, we both really enjoy animals and love animals. And you could start a conversation about that. And down the line, something, I'm a master at this. Scatter the news about the peeps you meet. Yes, scatter the news. Share the love. I guess I am a master of many things. Master of none or some, what is that phrase? Something of many, master of none. I don't know. But I need to find a flipped version. But yes, so you're like talking to them and then down the line you get to whatever it is that you do, what inspires you, what you love. You can ask people about their family. You can ask them where they're from. You can ask them what they like to do for fun. You can ask them what is their like dream in the world? What motivates them? What inspires them? Who are they reading right now? Who, what do they like to watch on TV? What's their favorite TV show? Just asking just a bunch of random questions. And I like to like go around a bunch of the questions and then asking what you do at the end, because I feel like when you start at like, what do you do? And then it's like they're inevitably gonna ask you, what do you do? And then it turns into this like straight up just business. And when you're in that business mindset, the intent of like making a friend and building a tribe kind of gets lost in the like me, 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 and the like go, 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 work, 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 sell, 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 sell kind of mindset. And if you take it from a whole nother like direction and you really think about jack of all trades, master of none. Thank you, Teresa. Master, but I'm a master of many things. That's what I'm trying to say. But if you could take the time to kind of like work your way to the work, like work to the work, like talk about the fun stuff first. Talk, keep it light, keep it fun, keep it airy. And in that lightness, that's where you can find some ease into like what you guys both relate to. Like what, because let's be real. A lot of times, I mean, we are working to like make our life our passion, make our job our passions, which is amazing and beautiful. So when you're at a space where your job is your passion, then awesome. Amazing, wonderful. Then it's kind of just like it kind of blends into everything that you talk about. Like whatever you're excited about, whatever you do for fun turns kind of turns into what your work is, right? So like when someone says, "What do you do for fun?" and I'm like, "I like to go wine tasting," and I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." And I'm like, "Yeah, I work in wine." And you know, like it kind of just blends in, right? Whereas if you're like completely doing something that you don't necessarily love, but this is like you're over here with like this is my job, this is how I make money, but this is what I'm really passionate about. When we can figure out how to combine those two so that like all conversation kind of just like floats around what it is that you do, and then it just comes out so much more light and easeful and fun, and it makes the networking fun. But that's a whole nother conversation of kind of figuring out how to mix and mingle all of that goodness, right? But if you can like work your way to like what do you do for fun, what do you really enjoy, what you're passionate about, and you can find those relatable like moments, that's what you can talk about and that's what you can grow about, and then that's how you learn how to like co-create. Oh, whew. And co-creation, that is where some magic happens. That's when you know you see dual lives, even though the technology didn't work quite right today. That's where you see like, oh my gosh, we're both into something that's really amazing. Let's figure out how we can create something, we can build something, we can have something that's just fire. And I know one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is that Teresa has an amazing program that she's going to put out for the youth. And I know she could definitely talk about it better than I can, but she's got a couple of amazing people that she's collaborating with. I know it's Teresa. We've got Emily Jean, I do believe, and Angela Kay, and I think Virginia Shower all are going to come in and talk about some amazing stuff to do with those who are like 18 and under. Because let's be real, we are guiding, we are leaders. Doesn't matter what it is you do, you in some way, shape, or form are a leader. You lead your tribe, you lead your kids, you lead in picking out what you're going to watch on TV. Like you're a leader of yourself. You lead in some way, shape, or form. And it is our job to lead the next generation and teach them ways to best handle life, to best go for their dreams, to best go for their goals, to best manifest amazing things and the magic that's in the world. So I'm excited to hear more about what Teresa has to offer and what she is working on with some amazing, amazing, amazing women. Oh my gosh, so exciting, so much goodness, so much fun out there. And so, all right, I have to head off to Santa Monica and sit in a bunch of traffic for a little bit before I get to do what I love to do, which is be on stage and perform in an amazing show. So I'm super excited. If you have any questions for me, please drop them in the comments below. Shoot me a message. I am, you know, an open book, so I'm always happy to help you out. If you want to see a little bit more of me, I will be going live tomorrow for Wine 101 Wednesday. Doesn't matter that it is a, let's be real, it's wine, right? So like for the holidays, of course we're going to drink wine, but you know, it's also Wednesday and Thursday, you know, most of us have the day off. So we might get a little cray cray, cray cray, and talk about Syrah tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hope to have you join us and sip with us and have a good time and some other fun stuff. I am also creating a whole new community, which I'm super excited about, and that is our Basic Wino. So if you're a part of Basic Wino, that's our free, wonderful, amazing community where you can ask about wine, learn about pairings, all sorts of fun stuff, and we're just like chatting it up in the wine world. But we're also starting a Basic Wino wine club community. So for those of you who are a part of our awesome wine club, we're going to take deeper dives into wine, give you some extra fun specials and classes and workshops and good stuff like that. So I'm excited for all of the things to come, and I hope that you come along on this amazing, amazing journey, and have a beautiful rest of your Tipsy Tuesday. I love you lots. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening, friend. It is so greatly appreciated. Now, if you've got some value, if you loved what we chatted about today, please share it out with your friends and family and show some love in the comments. Thank you again. It means the world to me.